For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's ein Rhythmus, als gäb's ein Lied, was mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hallo und welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga podcast. This is the preview show. I'm Manu Fiet, he's Stefan Bienkowski, and I know, Stefan, you must be just thrilled to have actual football back.
Yes, I'm very excited. Like a kid at Christmas, just looking forward to silly season, as we call it, like I've decided that the international break should now be called, is over, and I can stop pretending I care about one type of football and start getting back into the stuff I actually do care about. So yeah, looking forward to the Bundesliga return.
Yeah, me too. It's been such a grim international break that I'm really looking forward to actually watching the Bundesliga return. And you know, Stefan, this is actually a pretty good match day. So you know, before we talk about niceties and all that kind of stuff, we should probably dive into it right after this break. This episode of the Gegenpressing podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. The holiday season is off and rolling, with NFL in full stride and the NBA and NHL hitting mid-season form. BetOnline is your number one destination for all your sports wagering info. With up-to-minute sports wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions, BetOnline is the top spot for everything pro and amateur sports. And not just the big four. BetOnline has info available at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access at any time for almost any sport that's played. From MMA to international soccer, head to BetOnline today and remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that is BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Stefan, you know, it actually starts with a pretty decent game on Friday. The Bundesliga, that's Köln against Bayern Munich. What do you think here? How is this going to kick off? Are we going to see another Harry Kane hat-trick?
We could do. I mean, you say it's a decent game. I think it's going to be a mockery of a game. don't think there's going to be any contest whatsoever. I've gone for a 3-0 win for Bayern Munich. I think Bayern will be well-rested. Perhaps Cologne could come fighting back after having, an international week or break runner to kind of pull themselves back together. But yeah, I think Cologne are probably destined to be fighting relegation for most of the season. And I don't think Bayern coming to town is going to change that.
No, I have a similar prediction. I went for 3-1. I think that Cologne might be lucky to get a goal here. Neuer not 100% fit, that backline still not 100% decent. But you know what else I think is going to factor in here, Stefan? There's going to be a bunch of Bayern players completely frustrated with how the international break went. So poor Köln, I think they're going to be the whipping boy here for that frustration. So yeah, I think this is going to be a pretty straightforward, but it's seldom that the Bundesliga kicks off with Bayern Munich on a Friday, right? And is it still carnival season? I guess it is, isn't it, in Köln? Isn't it always carnival there?
I think it's finished.
Oh, man. You say that, but I don't think it ever is.
Well, yeah, true.
Anyways, yeah, so that's the Friday game out of the way. Up next is Dortmund against Gladbach. That's, you know, a really big fixture as well when you think about it, the original Gladbach derby. This is your game of the week, Stefan. What do you think here?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really interesting contest. On the one hand, you have a Gladbach side that really feel like they're kind of maybe finally getting into the swing of things under Gerardo Siona. Really impressive win over Wolfsburg just before the break. I think they've got 8 goals in the last 3 games, if I'm not mistaken. No, actually, that's a lie. 9 goals in the last 3 games. And, you know, they're slowly but surely beginning to kind of show that they mean business this season. I know their record historically against Dortmund isn't great. They certainly don't tend to put up as much of a fight as they usually do when Bayern come to town or when they go to the Allianz Arena. But I think they'll be coming up against a Dortmund team that are really severely under pressure now. You know, those 2 defeats before the international break were horrendous. And, you know, you can always say, well, at least the international break offers some sort of respite. But in Dortmund's case, I'm not really sure it did. I was kind of following the kind of press around Dortmund this week. And, you know, Sally Özcan was obviously talking after the Turkey game about how it's fun to play a different style of football with his national team, which may be a minor dig at Dortmund. Adeyemi having to pull out of the under-21 games with injury. Felix Nemchan now out with injury for the rest of 2023. And, you know, Terzic gave his press conference today, which is Thursday. And do you look like an embattled head coach? And I do fear for Dortmund. I fear for Terzic, to be honest with you, because not only do they have a really difficult task in getting the best of Gladbach's side, but allow me to just read Dortmund's next 5 or 6 games, Manu, and it's hard for me to imagine him surviving these, to be honest with you. That's how drastic I think things are at Dortmund right now. So if they can get past Gladbach, they then have to play AC Milan away in the Champions League. A must win. They then play Bayer Leverkusen next weekend in the Bundesliga away. If that wasn't difficult enough, they then midweek go to Stuttgart in the Pokal, who just beat them very comfortably before the international break. And as if that wasn't bad enough, the next Bundesliga game is at home to RB Leipzig. Now, even if they make it through all that, they then have to play PSG in the final Champions League game. And then that'll take them up to mid-December, where they have 2 games, Augsburg and Mainz, to wrap up the year, which, okay, maybe that's 6 points. But it's not inconceivable to see Dortmund go those next 6 games, including this one against on Saturday, without winning any of them. Now, you know, they could turn things around. They might bounce back after licking their wounds over the international break and feel hard done by. But it's kind of now or never, I feel, for this Dortmund side. I think they're already at the title race. They've still got something to play for, obviously, in the Champions League, and they're still in the Pokal. They'll have to raise their game immensely against Stuttgart in a couple of weeks. But in terms of the here and now, I think they've got a very difficult task in front of them in this Gladbach side. So I've gone for a 1-1 draw. And that's why I think it's my game of the week, because this kickoff, you know, well, it does, no matter what, kick off a very interesting period for Dortmund.
Yeah, wow. You summed it up really well. The only thing I might want to add is the Watzke comments, or the Watzke reporting on Hans-Joachim Watzke by Bild, where he's basically put Sebastian Kehl on notice because he thinks that Kehl doesn't support Terzic enough. Watzke is dreaming of a second era Klopp with Terzic in charge. Yeah, you're laughing. I laughed too when I read this. You know, it's just like, it doesn't seem like a very settled club all around. And their schedule is extremely difficult. And Gladbach is going to be a tough opponent. I do have them win this game, but I am with you that if they don't, I predict a 2-1 win for Dortmund, just, right? And I think if they don't, you and I are going to be busy writing stuff up the coming week, because, you know, there could be all sorts of things going off at Dortmund with the way things are.
I mean, if you're Gladbach, you may actually want to lose this game, because if you end up winning it and then Dortmund do go on a poor run, there's a good chance that Dortmund will do what they always do and just buy whoever Gladbach have in charge as their next head coach. So Gerardo Siona could find himself at the Westfalenstadion before the end of the year, if recent history is anything to go by.
I think all bets are off with what Dortmund is doing. I think there's a certain Urs Fischer also available on the market, so who knows. Speaking of Urs Fischer, his former side Union Berlin take on Augsburg at home. And Stefan, I'm going to say it right here, the losing streak is going to end. They're going to beat Augsburg 2-1.
Well, of course you would predict an Augsburg defeat, as anyone who listens to the podcast.
I have predicted Augsburg wins on this show.
You have been plotting their demise for a number of weeks now, and them and their new head coach, Torp, have done anything but, to be perfectly honest with you. I think this is going to be a really... I still think this is going to be a tricky game for Union, to be perfectly honest with you.
100%. 100%. I'm not saying that at all, but I do think that the losing streak is going to end here.
Yeah.
So what was your prediction?
2-1 for Union.
So I've actually gone for the opposite. I've gone for a 2-1 win for Augsburg. Two draws and two wins from the last four games. Not bad at all on the road. And fundamentally, I just looking through that Union side, I'm not entirely sure Urs Fischer was the problem. I don't know. I think there's a huge amount of issues in that Union side that will need drastic attention in the January window. You're absolutely right. You know, new manager bounce is a thing. It could happen. But I still think on their day, Augsburg are the better side right now. So I've gone for a very narrow 2-1 win.
Interesting. Okay. Well, up next is Freiburg against Darmstadt. What do you think here?
This one's probably one of the easier ones for me to call, to be honest with you, I think. Every time I say that, it's usually a coupon buster. And team tend to do extremely poorly. But no, I think Freiburg have more or less kind of been on form this season. I think they've got they're very professional at home. I've got an interesting stat for you, actually. When Freiburg go ahead at home, they tend to win. They're undefeated in their last 14 home games in which they've scored first. I think there are teams in the league who can certainly put them to the sword, even in front of their own fans, but I don't think the Darmstadt side are that. I've gone for a 2-1 win for Freiburg.
Yeah, I've gone for something similar. I went for a 3-1 win here for Freiburg as well. Simply because they, as you said, they're quite good at home. They had a little bit of a rockier start, but really come to their own in the last few weeks. And yeah, I think the Darmstadt side doesn't have the quality needed to win in Freiburg. Okay, well, that's that one out of the way. Wolfsburg against Leipzig. I had a little bit of a problem here picking this, but then, you know, I've just kind of looked at the last few Wolfsburg results, and they haven't been exactly convincing. A 2-2 draw against Werder, a 4-0 defeat against Gladbach. This is a very good Leipzig side, right? A lot of players will be a bit better rested through the international break. So I went for a 2-0 Leipzig win here, Stefan.
Yeah, it's really interesting game to kind of wrap your head around, because on the one hand you kind of want to look at that Leipzig team and think, well, they haven't exactly been outstanding recently, but what really kind of intrigued me was that I had a look at where they were in recent seasons, and they're actually 5 points better off right now than they were in the last two league campaigns. So yeah, and obviously, you know, they're in fourth place, they're above Dortmund, they're above Frankfurt, they're above Freiburg, etc. So, you know, they're more or less, I mean, well, obviously Stuttgart have kind of stunned everyone, Leverkusen top of the table is something else entirely, but I think, as you said, more or less, Leipzig are probably exactly where they should be. They have struggled to score goals recently, on the whole, I would say. I mean, obviously that game against Freiburg was a bit of an exception, but you know, we talked about this in the Transfer Roundup show actually this week in terms of the players that could be coming and going. which focused almost entirely on that front line. And you do kind of get a sense that unless Xavi Simons is on his game right now, Leipzig can kind of make a real chore of winning games in the Bundesliga. And they're also up against the Wolfsburg side, who, although have been disappointing recently, still maintain, I think, they've still got an unbeaten home record in the Bundesliga. So it might be a tricky one, but I've gone for a 3-1 win here for Leipzig just because I think, on the whole, they're still, you know, one of the better teams in the league this year. And I think Wolfsburg, as I saw most recently against Dortmund, I think perhaps, but also I'm trying to think what game comes to mind. There was another game that came to mind that's just in the tip. Maybe it was a Leverkusen game. Actually, it was Leverkusen and Dortmund where they put in a solid 45 minutes and then just completely imploded in the second half. And it does feel like Niko Kovac's side are very good to a point. And I think Leipzig are beyond that point. So yeah, I've gone for a 3-1 win for Leipzig.
That five-point statistic is interesting, right? Because that's the 5 points that they were missing last year to win the title.
Yes, it is. But whenever we do talk with Marco Rosa, we do tend to note that in terms of points, one, he's very much up there alongside Thomas Tuchel, and I guess Edin Terzic in terms of picking up points in the league. So it'll be interesting to see how he does over the course of the season.
Yeah. Yeah, so up next then is Werder against Leverkusen. Stefan, Leverkusen are going to win this, right?
Yeah, I've got it for a 2-0 win. You know, there's, I think a lot of people were asking us through the week on the two bonus shows we've done in terms of how Leverkusen are going to do in terms of the form. Are they going to spin out? Are they going to peter out? But I'm just quite full of confidence in them right now. They haven't got any real major injury concerns as far as I can tell. And yet everyone seems to be firing all cylinders. And, you know, Bremen are capable of an upset, but I think this Leverkusen team should be able to kind of carefully pull them apart. So yeah, I've gone for a 2-0 win.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, I've been asked on our Substack what I think could slow down this Leverkusen side. And I, you know, my really short answer to this was the Africa Cup, right? With some players going off, and that's still some time away. So I'm not worried about them against Bremen. I think this is a game that they should handily win. You know, not much to add. I went for a 3-0 win here, Stefan. So, you know, that's my prediction. Up next is Frankfurt against Stuttgart. And this is my match of the week. And I actually, you know, it's fitting because it is actually scheduled as the match of the week. This is the Saturday Topspiel. I think this actually, you know, really fits its billing. This is third against seventh. A strong seventh place, I have to add, right? Just 3 points behind Dortmund on fifth place. 2 points behind Hoffenheim, that's Frankfurt, with 18 points. I really sense that this is a game that could really be really intriguing to watch between two sides that we kind of had a lot of question marks about. I think we both kind of thought, okay, Stuttgart is probably going to go strong into this season, right? After their very impressive run last year under Hoeneß that led into the relegation playoffs where they really made short work of Hamburg. And then Frankfurt had a lot of question marks going into the season because we just didn't know how good they were. And both, I think, Stuttgart have exceeded expectation where I thought, okay, they could maybe finish in the top six, but, you know, they might actually be even better than that. And Frankfurt have overcome the departure of several top players much better. And this is a really intriguing match between two up-and-coming head coaches too, Stefan, with Dino Topmöller and Sebastian Hoeneß. And ultimately, I couldn't really pull them apart and went for a 2-2 draw.
Yeah, I was very, very tempted to go for a draw in this game as well. As you said, Frankfurt have been very impressive this season, particularly at home. They are unbeaten at home.
Best atmosphere in Germany.
Yeah. And, you know, they were grinding out draws at the start of the year. And they've managed to kind of build on that. They're now full-on winning games. Omar Marmoush kind of single-handedly beat one-man attack in sorts, in certain ways, for that Frankfurt side. And Stuttgart have kind of had a few blips this year. Obviously, the most notable ones against Hoffenheim and Heidenheim. I think the difference, again, will probably Guirassy. He's just on such hot Vader 4 right now. And even though I think Stuttgart have proven that they can win games without him or perform without him, I think he's such a difference maker for the Stuttgart side right now. And it's going to be a huge test for Frankfurt. For Stuttgart, there's no doubt about it. Frankfurt, one of the best defensive teams in the league. As you said, they'll have a fantastic home support behind them. But I just think with Guirassy back in that team and fully fit, Stuttgart just have a little bit of a magic touch to them that might pull them up beyond Frankfurt. So, yeah, I've gone for a 2-1 win for Stuttgart. But I think it's going to be a very, very tight game. It's definitely going to be one to tune in for.
Yeah, I'm actually really looking forward to this. I'm going to be able to catch this. I'm spending this weekend in Seattle, away from work, but, you know, be watching my usual games, Bundesliga games, and I'm definitely going to make time to tune into this one. Stuttgart, of course, their run of form has been incredible. They have already won as many games after 11 games than they did the entire last year. And this is actually equaled a starting record for them for the 2003-2004 season when a certain Felix Magath was in charge. That's a blast from the past. Felix Magath. Mr. Cottage Cheese. All right, so that gets us to the Sunday games. Heidenheim against Bochum next. Stefan, what are we thinking here?
So I think this game has a draw written all over it.
Yep.
there's only 1 point separating these two teams. Bochum's away form's actually quite impressive this season. And they're actually ninth in the table when it comes to away points. And Heidenheim's home form is equally impressive. They're 11th, actually. They've picked up as many home points as Frankfurt this season, actually. And if you kind of look through the manner in which they were promoted and the manner in which they were kind of working towards promotion in the Zweite Bundesliga, it was always that home form that they kind of fell back on and built campaigns on. So, you know, it's no great surprise that 9 of the 10 points they've picked up this season have come at home. And my head is telling me this should be a draw, but there's just something about that home form and the way that Heidenheim have really managed to kind of pick up points where they've had to this season. I mean, their form's not exactly great. They've only picked up 1 in 5. That one being a really surprising one over Stuttgart. But there's just something about this game that makes me think Heidenheim are going to steal a win here. So I've actually gone for a very narrow 2-1 win. Don't ask me why, but I have.
Gut feeling, that's fair enough. I've gone for a draw. 1-1. 1-1. As you said, there's a draw written all over the place. And you know what? I think Heidenheim happily takes that. That's, you know, Bochum is another team in the relegation zone. Ultimately, it comes to ensuring that they don't take more points than a relegation opponent doesn't take more points than you do. And so I think a 1-1 draw will kind of suit Heidenheim well. That's for my prediction here. Final game. This is the Sunday game, Hoffenheim against Mainz. Mainz had a little bit of a new manager bounce, right? Then they drew Darmstadt 0-0, kind of showing that the problems may be beyond Bo Svensson, similar to the Urs Fischer story at Union Berlin, right, Stefan? And I just think that Hoffenheim have too much quality here and that they're going to win this game 2-1.
I was also quite tempted to go with that, except, you know, I did kind of lean on that kind of decent kind of change in form recently for Mainz, obviously, since Sven Svensson, sorry, Bo Svensson. I was going to say Sven Bonesen there. Bo Svensson has moved on. But the thing that I think really kind of turns this for me is that Hoffenheim's away home form, for one reason or another, has just been absolute garbage this season. They've only picked up one win from five, as many points as Union Berlin. They're actually second bottom in the league when it comes to home form. So I think this is going to be a 1-1 draw. It's going to be a very tight game, possibly one for the purists, as we say, which seems to be the case with these Sunday night games. Yeah, I've gone for a draw for that one.
Thunder tuned in for Grudorf, the young German attacking midfielder who's turning heads, not just for Mainz, but also the U21 that is now firmly on course to qualify for the European Championship. The U teams have been a lot more fun to watch than the senior team, Stefan. The U17 doing well at the World Cup, the U21 doing well in qualifying. So, yeah, maybe we just need to skip the Euros next summer and head straight to the next generation. But that's a story for another podcast. That pretty much wraps it up. Enjoy the match day. We are doing this in association with Get German Football News. We were very kind to post this every week. So if you're catching it through there, thank you for support. And also, we're sponsored by Bet Online, so get the advertisers out of the way as well. Stefan, we'll be back next week. The Monday Bulletin will be back. The Roundup Show will be back. All the different content will be back. Champions League next week as well, right? So we're going to have some content around that as well. So, yeah. Any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
It's just good to have the proper football back.
Yeah, it's good to have the proper football back. With that in mind, enjoy it. We'll be back next week. Auf Wiedersehen.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.